Penguin Random House Audio presents Mike Nichols, A Life, by Mark Harris. Read for you by George Newbern. For Tony. You don't know what's going to happen. Big things look like little things. Little things don't have big signs on them that say this is a big thing. They look like everything else. Disaster can reorder our lives in wonderful ways, and you just go on to the next thing. I passionately believe that in art, and certainly in the theater, there are only two questions. The first question is, what is this, really, when it happens in life? Not what is the accepted convention, but what is it really like? And the other question we really have to ask is, what happens next? Mike Nichols. Part 1. What It Was Really Like. Chapter 1. Starting from Zero, 1931 to 1944. In the origin story that Mike Nichols liked to tell, he was born at the age of 7. The first image of himself he chose to conjure for people was that of a boy on a boat, holding his younger brother's hand, traveling from Germany to America. They were unaccompanied on that six-day crossing in 1939, their ailing mother still bedbound in Berlin. Their father was already in New York. His two small sons had not seen him for almost a year. Nichols was not yet real, even to himself. His name was Michael Igor Peshkovsky, or perhaps it wasn't. Decades